Today, Iceland pulled off one of the greatest shocks in European Championship football history when they recovered to beat England 2-1 in their last 16 clash in Nice and will now face the hosts France in the quarterfinals. The England manager Roy Hodgson announced his resignation after the loss. England got off to a dream start. They got a penalty and Wayne Rooney confidently thumped home the penalty. Just 2 minutes later, Ragnar Sigurdsson turned the ball in the far post, was headed into his path by Kari Anderson, and then they went ahead in the 18th minute. So it's just after 18 minutes of a 90-minute game, they were 2-1 up. And that's the way it stayed. As I said, the shell-shocked England never recovered. They slumped to one of the most embarrassing defeats in their football history. We've just been able to get it. Cuts out at the end. It's a very short, but here it is as they get that second goal to go to a 2-1 lead against the massive England. I'm still amazed he's at a hospital from the other day, but he completely lost it. So they are now in the last eight, which is phenomenal. And it's hard to equate that because we talked about all the other codes of footy. This is the world game. It's all over the world, a country of 330,000 people. Scott Neely is the chair of the Mackay Region Football Association. G'day, Scotty. How are you, mate? How are you?
G'day, Dave. How are you going?
What do you reckon?
Oh, mate, he's a bit excited, wasn't he?
He's a bit excited, But it's exciting for football, isn't it? Because a country like Iceland had come through. This is true. I was speaking to Sergeant Nigel Dalton from the police. He said there's actually an app in Iceland where if you're a young person going out to have a date with someone else, you can bring this app up to see if you're in any way related. Sounds terrible, doesn't it? But that's a fact of life. It's such a small population. It's just incredible. So there you go.
That's a bigger upset than us beating them.
Well, it is. I mean, so they've beaten Austria, then they've beaten England, and now they have to play France. And, of course, the comp's being played in France. Imagine if they beat France.
Oh, mate. Come on. I reckon every Aussie would be backing them, wouldn't they? Oh,
yeah, we would. Every dinky-die Aussie would naturally back Iceland, wouldn't they?
You're not Australian if you don't.
Yeah, exactly. All right, mate. Anyway, how's things going with you guys? It's things are looking better for the turf and all that sort of stuff for the stadium?
Oh, yeah, excellent, mate. We actually won another grant.
Did you?
We can put some more sport grass down. It's brilliant.
Oh, that's great, mate. Yeah, so things are looking very, very good for season 2017 too, I suppose. So, yeah, and for the rest of the year.
Good. Yeah, very much better.
Yeah. Scotty, thanks for joining us on the program, mate. All the best. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that, mate.